John and Brian. Woo, are we blessed? Are we blessed? Give them lots of love, please. Lots of love. Woohoo. What a gift. Thank you, you guys. Oh, my gosh. Whew, wouldn't that be nice to have them every Sunday? We're just blessed to have you this Sunday. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, my talk title is, You Can Change the World. What we're really in charge of changing is the world that we live in. When each of us takes responsibility for the change we wish to see out there, to serve the life that we have been given with gratitude and thanksgiving, we can and do make a difference. We prove that all the time. Each of us is an individualized expression of the infinite consciousness, that divine essence of life. God in us, as us, uniquely desiring to express. We each have been given gifts. We definitely hear your gifts. These gifts are necessary, and they're needed components that support our world. Imagine a tapestry. I love the thought of a tapestry. A tapestry takes threads and weaves them in amongst other threads. Value of a tapestry is that it's perfectly woven. One side is absolutely beautiful, but if you turn it over, it's a mess. Don't turn anybody over. No, that takes... That wasn't part of the talk. Just like the dime in the gong, did y'all hear it? Ding. I'm like, oh, I didn't see the dime. Okay, getting back, you can change the world. The thread of the tapestry is part of the whole, and yet each thread is unique. Each thread is contributing to the beauty, to the magnificence of the tapestry. Different, yet necessary. You are valuable. You have a special and unique place in this world. You do make a difference. I definitely know that one. I watched it this weekend. We change the world when we touch hearts, when we come together, when we give helping hands, when we each make that difference, because without us, the tapestry is missing something. Just stop in this moment and say, I'm valuable. Put your hand on your heart. I'm valuable. A part of the whole. Without me, the beauty of life would be missing. Something awesome. Take a deep breath. Breathe that in. We each have great value. We just had that wonderful community event, that retreat at the Jesuit Center. So much fun having time to spend with each other. I don't know about you, but you see me running around before service. I don't get to be with you. I love the retreat. I get to be me. Some people say, wow, you're really funny. I say, we get to laugh, we get to sing. John plays for us at the campfire. We get some s'mores that Pixie puts together. We're relaxing. We come together to bring joy, not only in our own hearts, but in the hearts of our family. Playing together. We form something powerful. We each contribute to the whole of the tapestry, the beauty and the magnificence of the picture, valuable, with endless possibilities. So now I have a story for you. It's a story of the starfish. Maybe you've heard it, but hear it deeper. Early one morning, a man walked along the beach in front of his home. All morning from his living room window that faced the ocean, he watched the wave after wave dumping starfish on the shore, leaving them to die and baking in the sun. Disturbed about all of this situation, he walked the beach and stared down, and he thought, what a waste. Thousands of beautiful starfish are just going to dry up and die. And stepping over each starfish, starfish after starfish, this man stepped over, and he looked way ahead, and he noticed down the way a woman was bending down, picking up each starfish and throwing it, tossing it back into the ocean. One by one, she bent down, she picked up the starfish and tossed it, time after time after time. Finally, the man was close enough to talk to her, and he said, "You can't do it. There are too many. You're never going to get them all. It won't help. The waves will just keep dumping them more here. You can't make a difference." And the determined woman picked up another starfish, and she threw it as far as she could into the water and said, "I made a difference to that one." John F. Kennedy said, "One person can make a difference, and everyone should try." The question today is, do you believe you can make a difference? The highest human expression is kindness, compassion, generosity, helping hands. Make a difference. Ours is to bring this uniqueness of spirit that we are into everything that we do. And to remind ourselves, I'm valuable to the whole. Be giving of your time and your resources. When people unite together, we form something very powerful. Something that is unique and special. And I don't know about any of you if you've read the Science of Mind magazine, but this month, Mitch Horowitz has a suggestion for us. And apparently, there's an hour of great mercy, and it's 3:00 in the afternoon, Eastern time. So I'm going to invite you to set your phone alarm to 12:00, because we're Pacific time, and just pause in that moment in prayer. He's calling it the Miracle Club. Apparently, it's a large club of people. And in that moment, right at 12 noon here on the West Coast, we pause in prayer in silent unity. And we pause with good intentions, not just for ourselves, but for the world. I'm doing it. And I'm going to invite you to join the millions more of this powerful Miracle Club. We see just in our community how prayer changes lives. Let's make a difference just with maybe 5 minutes at noon, stopping, giving thanks for all that we have, and giving thanks for the peace and the harmony in the world. See it, believe it. Because you see, you can change the world. We see it happening here. Together we are very powerful. And Rick happened to find this great video. And I think that it will absolutely say even greater what I have spoken about this morning. So let's watch this.
So if you want to change the world, start off by making your bed. If you make your bed every morning, you will have accomplished the first task of the day. It will give you a small sense of pride, and it will encourage you to do another task, and another, and another. And by the end of the day, that one task completed will have turned into many tasks completed.
Can we start it again? Yeah, let's start again. Everybody pray. It's going to work. Remember, we're powerful.